This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, from studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of Thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
And good Sunday, everybody. Yes, the start of another week, and we're going to kick it off in a great way because you should be informed. You need to be informed, and this is a great source for the information because we're going to tackle a very heavy and lighthearted subject at the same time. Are you really happy in your marriage or your relationship? Are you? Has it been a rough year? And let me ask you this, just point blank. Is a pound of chocolates and a dozen roses going to alleviate maybe mistreatment over the last year? Have you been the victim? Have you been the perpetrator? Guess what? Just read this last week. According to a study of divorce filings by legal referral sites Attorney Fee and Avvo, February is the busiest month of the year for divorce filings. That's right, the month of Valentine's. People seeking referrals for divorce increase, get this, 40% in February, with the biggest spike hitting on the day after Valentine's Day. What? Are you serious? The day after Valentine's? Wow. Why? Big question is why? If you're in a healthy relationship, you're probably wondering that. If you're not in a healthy relationship, well, then you already know the answer. We have with us Ann Wilder, who is here, our resident family therapist, and she talks all the time about many, many different aspects of our relationships, especially in the familia setting for the family. Ann, thank you very much for being here today.
My pleasure.
Okay. Well, let's get right to it. Is that chocolate and a dozen roses going to make up for a year's worth of neglect?
It probably won't. If you have an ongoing relationship where you don't have honesty and trust, you're not respecting each other emotionally, physically, mentally, if you don't listen to each other, if there's an encouragement or shared activities, I'm not sure that a pound of chocolate's going to get it done this one day of the year.
She and I were talking in the pre-interview here just a few minutes ago about I actually have had a few friends who said, you know, I don't think he really loves me because he has a secretary go out and order the flowers delivered and the chocolates picked up. Now, he's a very, very busy man, and we all stay busy. Everybody I know is in this dead run, Ann. So it would be more efficient probably if you had somebody designated that could take care of this stuff. But does that not sort of defeat the purpose if you have somebody else buy for your loved one?
Well, we could certainly have an argument that it does defeat the purpose, that the recipient wants to feel like you took the time and you picked something personal. The other side of it is we don't want to live in our relationships with symbolism over substance. I don't want to base the quality of my relationship only on the symbolism of a pound of chocolate or roses. So if and men and women often have a different value system related to these kinds of gifts. If he feels, or if one of the partners and spouses feels that the gift is just a silly thing, it's something he's got to do, and he says to his assistant, please just take care of this for me, he can still love his partner, he can still love his spouse, or she can still love, because women may do that too. But there can still be an equal amount of passion, love, caring, and just no value attached to the purchase of a gift. So we don't want to jump to conclusions about how someone goes about getting their pound of chocolate.
Well, a pound of chocolate is usually always a good winner there. I like that myself. But I think everybody wants to feel that you've taken the time and that you feel like that they're worth it, that you're worth the time and the extra trouble it takes to try to recognize them on that given day.
There's no question. People love to be valued in a relationship. They want to be heard. And that's why it's really important that during the year, before Valentine's Day, that we share activities, we do something that the other person enjoys, and we do it with a good attitude. You can't just be grumpy. If you don't like the ballet.
Well, I'm going to go do this anyway, just because you want me to.
Exactly. If someone likes to go to the ballet or enjoys a certain kind of movie, and you go and grump your way through, that does not count. We want to learn from each other in the course of the year. Certainly want to help people. Most people respond really well to kindness. If you're in a relationship with someone who doesn't, if they're distrustful of kindness, you really want to pay a lot of attention to that.
Wait, stop right there. Distrustful of kindness? How could you be distrustful of kindness?
If you grew up in a family, and it's, I think it's really important to remember that many of our relationships are defined by how we were raised. We interact as adults based on how we were taught to behave as children. And there are certainly people, if you grew up in a violent home or a home that was impacted by addiction or abuse of some kind, then if someone is kind to you, you would automatically think, well, what do they want?
Oh, wow.
When is the other shoe going to drop? I better watch myself. If it's like when Groucho Marx said, any club that would have me as a member, I don't want to join. It's that kind of mentality where people just learned as children that I cannot trust what's in front of me. I cannot trust what I see. And that's not a big population, a big part of our population, luckily. But it is out there. So you really, when you're dating, if someone is not trustful of your kindness, just be wary. Be patient.
That brings to mind, this is kind of off that subject for a second, but I have friends in New York. And they say that because of the concentration of people in the big city, they are distrustful of people on the street. I mean, you're not even supposed to make eye contact with people on the street because they automatically think you're not trying to be friendly. You want something from them, or you're going to rob them or mug them.
Wow. Well, I've been to New York a lot of times. I spent a few years as a child up there, and I actually have found wonderful experiences in New York people are having a great time and hollering and saying, and hollering in a good way, saying hey, which is not what people in the North say. People in the South say hey. People in the North say hi, or you guys.
Hi, you guys.
I do think that there are some people who have had an experience or for whatever reason don't want to make eye contact. You hear that in New Orleans where people, you know, you can't look at
or
people
Dallas
in the eye,
or Los
Dallas
Angeles.
Or anywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't argue that point, but I certainly think my personal experiences have been that people are very kind. They're just like us. Not everybody's, you know, crime is committed by a very small percentage of our society, luckily. I don't know that we need to live in that fearful mode.
Right. And having come out of the news business for so many years, you know, it seems like we propagate that because people want to see the seedy side. I mean, unfortunately, the ratings are for people who want to see what's wrong with the world as opposed to what's right with the world. And I had to keep reminding people after 30 years of this, the vast majority of things in the world are good. We're only highlighting the explosions, the killings, the wrecks, because that's what happened today. But it's not life.
And it's not life. And I think when we talk about the news, when we look at the news, we want to remember those things are reported because they are unusual events. Right. Those things are reported because they don't happen all the time. Therefore, they are unique. Should we do it? Should we not? I mean, that's out of my pay grade. I don't know. I don't watch the news, so I don't know. But
all right, you see there? Now, that's the thing. You have personal responsibility, and if you want to watch it, you have the option. But if you don't, you can also turn it off.
You can. And for me, if I hear something that's really negative, I turn it into a to-do list, or I turn it in, put it on my prayer list. If I see that there's a rash of prostitution in an area or something, you want to maybe help in the community, help resolve some of those issues.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, we're going to get back to relationships in this next segment coming up. And yes, you can maybe buy your way back into favor with those dozen roses and that chocolate and that card. I'll be honest here, and I've been guilty of that myself. So it's very close to home. But there is a way around it, and there is a way to get back in a good stead. We're going to talk about that, continuing on with Ann Wilder here in the next few minutes. We hope that you're having a great Sunday out there, either going to church or coming from church, or maybe not going to church at all, and for which I guess we'll, Ann and I will pray for you. So anyway, more with the Common Sense Show coming up right after this.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. Join the club. That's the Cajun Mike Cooking Club for only $9.95 per month. You'll learn how to cook Cajun. Just think, iconic, authentic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and red beans and rice from a real New Orleans Cajun. Cajun Mike will also reveal other secret family recipes that up until now have never been revealed to the public. As a VIP member, you'll receive a couple of authentic Cajun and Creole recipes a month, a step-by-step instruction video, access to our weekly conference calls where you can ask Cajun Mike any question or comment about the recipe. Did I also mention about our product discounts? That's only available to our VIP members. So what are you waiting for? To become a Cajun Mike Cooking Club member, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. Or call Cajun Mike at 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. 855-785-0222. cookingwithcajun.com. Cajun, right at your doorstep.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
All right, everybody, Leo back on this Sunday. Hope that your Sunday is looking good out there. And by the way, Tuesday, in case you are just tuning in, is Valentine's Day. So we don't think it's enough at this point to just go out and get the chocolate and the dozen roses, because if the relationship itself is already in trouble, I'm afraid that's probably not going to get you enough brownie points to get everything back in order. So we're talking about that today, and we're doing this off hinged off of the latest study. Now, I know that there's a study for everything these days, right? Well, there's a study that says that Valentine's Day may be one of the leading causes of divorce. As we were mentioning a few minutes ago, people seeking referrals for divorce increased 40% in February, the love month. 40% referrals for divorce increase. The biggest spike about filing for divorces hits the day after Valentine's Day. So what that means is, as many relationships on Valentine's Day don't get fulfilled, and one or the other, or maybe even both, say, I'm done. Ann Wilder rejoins us now talking about the family relationships. And Ann, it's always good insight when you're here, and I love having you in here talking about how we can maybe know more about ourselves, and knowing that is a good place to start in a good relationship. So what defines a good relationship?
Well, we define a good relationship, if we start with the base that most relationships are based on needs. And if the need is healthy, the relationship is going to be healthy. What we want to be able to do in a relationship, both with ourselves and with our partners, we always need to be honest. And sometimes that's harder than it sounds. We always want to have trust. If someone is a couple hours late from work or from an event, we want to trust that they're coming, that everything's okay. You don't want to immediately go to, oh, what are they up to? They're drunk again. You know, we don't want that.
Or they're seeing somebody else.
Or they're, seeing somebody else. That's never a good idea. If you're involved in one relationship and you're playing around, always bad plan. Mm-hmm. No roses or chocolate will make up for that. At the end of the day, we'll have a lot less stress in our relationships if we can have that honesty. If we use I statements, if I'm upset or I'm fearful or I am wishing things were differently, if I say I need, I feel, I care, I wonder, that goes off much better than you should, you better. That never goes well because the person is immediately on the defensive.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I think we want to remember in a good relationship is that emotional respect. I think that because men and women, everyone has feelings, but men and women process the feelings a little differently. And I think sometimes we forget to just accept and respect how someone else has feelings, how someone else processes feelings.
That takes a little work, though.
Ooh, I agree.
It takes a little work, and I can already hear some groans from people who say, I am so stressed now from just having to keep up with everything else. You know, the work, the job, the kids, the school, everything. I don't really have a lot of extra time to try to delve into what makes this other person tick.
Well, and I don't know that by the time we've married, I don't know that I think those are conversations to have before a relationship a marriage or a partnership begins, which leads us to the basis of having a solid friendship before we even commit to something more serious or more deep. I think that it's huge to know enough about a person. We want to know about childhood. People do not realize how unresolved childhood issues can impact our adult lives. It happens every day. Look for a pattern where something hasn't gone well, hasn't gone the way you wanted it to. I guarantee you that starts in childhood. We want to know that I am secure enough in myself that I can meet my partner's needs. If I don't love myself and I'm not honest with myself and I don't care for myself first, there's no way I can be a wonderful partner. In a great relationships are two equal partners coming together to make it all better, to really make a greater experience. It's not one strong person and one weak person. We talk about opposites attract, maybe not for the best reasons.
Mm-hmm. But if you're already into the relationship and you don't really have the option to, like, rethink this or restructure and try to put it back, everybody has to start where they are.
Yes.
So how can we start where we are to make a better relationship?
Well, and that's a great question. What if someone is in that situation, where they need to start is with themselves first. They need to get a real strong, I'm going to say, understanding of what is going on with them. What are their needs? There's a man named Eric Erickson, and there's several others, but Eric Erickson talked about the stages of our development. And he talked about from birth to first year. That's when we learn trust or mistrust as an infant.
Birth to first year?
Seriously, the minute we show up on this earth, we are out of the womb, we start learning. We start associating. So for people out there who wonder, why do I, you know, I've never had anything horrible happen to me. Why do I not trust anyone? You hear it all the time. I don't trust anybody. I don't trust anybody. Well, let's go back. I know you don't remember that zero to first year, but let's look at the family environment. Was it chaotic? Was there a death in the family? Did the house burn? What happened? You know from family members what happened in that zero to first year. After that, we look at whether we're independent or are we shameful, filled with doubt. So if I'm in a relationship that's not fully satisfying me, I've got to start with myself first. I have to really look at myself with no blame. Let me be very clear. We don't blame anybody. We're not blaming our parents. We're not blaming our grandparents. We don't blame, but we learn. Because if I want to change a pattern, I have to truly understand the source of that pattern and how have I continued it on my own. Now I can change it. Because we can change anything other than I will never be 5'10", which I should have gotten that gene, but I will always be short. But we can't change those things about ourselves, but we can change everything else. We can change our attitude. We can change our belief systems. We can change how we communicate to people. Absolutely, we can change all of that. We can overcome anything from our childhoods.
Well, I've seen almost everybody that I've been around and have had relationships with over the last 60 years have all suffered the same things, and that is sometimes they get up on the wrong side of the bed and don't know why. And so they'll show up at work and they'll bring that attitude with them. I've seen what I would consider bipolar people that I've had to work with, and sometimes it felt like that I was sort of guilty of that myself. So we are walking, talking chemistry sets, and on any given day, we might feel great and we may not feel so good, and that does affect the relationship, but we have to understand that. The sooner we understand that, the better we are, right?
Well, I agree with you, and we all do. In fact, that happened to me. I had terrible dreams last night. When I woke up, I was...
Oh, you're going to be here with me today, and you say you have terrible dreams.
No, it's all fixed, and I love being here with you. Yeah, I love this.
Okay, all right, well, we are... I didn't mean to throw you off there, because I'm sure you were about to make a great point, and I just interrupted that.
That's okay.
But it's mainly because I know we're facing a segment that's coming up here with a break. We're going to continue this discussion here for the next half hour about what, not just about Valentine's Day in general, and not what you can get for your spouse or what you can get from your spouse or from your significant other, but what you can do to make the next year truly a Valentine's every single day. And it can be done. And it's not nearly as much work as you may think. More of the Common Sense Show right after this.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
The most recognizable name in all of home improvement radio, the Cajun contractor Michael King, host of Home Talk USA, is now available for your next speaking engagement. That's right. You can have one of the most exciting, energetic personalities on the radio today speak at your next function. If your trade organization or company needs a qualified speaker to talk about home improvement products, technologies, and services, even the current state of your industry, please give him a call today. The Cajun contractor Michael King is a qualified, licensed, tested contractor with an extensive knowledge of home improvement construction and repairs, and is
regarded by his peers as one of the top experts in his field and the home improvement industry in general. His keen sense of humor and entertaining delivery will really make your next function one to remember. Call the Cajun contractor, Michael King, today at 985-641-3730. That's 985-641-3730. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. C'est le bon temps roulé. Let the good times roll.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Well, we're trying some of that Thinkology on today. Thinkology about how we can improve our relationships. And we're not just patting this as a pat answer for every relationship. We're actually getting down into the weeds on this today with Valentine's Day on Tuesday. Are we doing the right things in our relationship? And I don't mean buying the chocolate, the roses. We're trying to establish a Valentine's Day every single day. Does it mean we have to listen to our softer side, Ann Wilder, for those of us who are guys? I wish he would listen to me more often. Okay, well, here's the deal. It's not as much work as you really think it is. We know everybody's already stressed out with work. So you really want to be able to come home to a happy relationship and to a happy home. That's what it's all about. That's what it's worth. Now, I'm a little bit disturbed that Ann Wilder is here today, and she just said that prior to being on the show last night, she had nightmares knowing that she's going to be on the show with me. So, great.
That Thanks, is Ann. Not what I said. All of your listening audience knows that is not what I said.
Okay, well, then let's establish good communications. How can we do, if I misinterpreted that, and of course I took it personal, You know, and I can see where that would be probably detrimental in a relationship.
Well, what we do is we validate that you took it personally, and we validate that I maybe said it in such a way that it could have been misunderstood. So that's the first thing we do, is I validate that that's all real. The second thing is I take a minute to truly try to explain, which for the listening audience we did on the break, talk about why I was bringing it up at this point, and I also validated how much I love being on the show with you. You and I've known each other for decades,
and we love doing this.
So it is important that we validate what the other person is seeing and feeling. Rather than I take it personally, I just say, oh, I see how that could happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so grateful for our friendship for all these years that I'm willing to always give that leeway. And then when we're in relationships with people, whether it's friends for decades or a romantic relationship or a working relationship, we always want to start from, you know, I really do understand how you feel that way. Let me help you by clarifying what I meant, or let me help the situation by clarifying. The other thing we want to do is be grateful. If we've married someone who during hunting season is gone every weekend, we don't see them from Friday at noon until Sunday night after dark, and you can't hunt 30 minutes after dark, you got to be done. We want to find something to be grateful. They put meat in the freezer. We don't have to buy meat. We have a weekend with the kids. We can go see Meemaw or Peppaw, and we don't have to worry about anything else. Find some reason to be grateful for the choices we've made and how it's working out. Also remember, when we communicate, we really only have four ways to communicate. One is assertive, and that's really what we're all going for, is I feel, I need, I would like. That's assertive. Everybody wins when we speak in an assertive way. Aggressive is my way or the highway. I control you by what I say and how I say it.
That's not good.
Not good. That's never a long-term solution to anything. If a person needs to speak in an aggressive tone, it had better be 911 emergency. You get over there. You start CPR. You call 911. I mean, that's the only time we want to use that kind of an aggressive tone. Other ways of communication are not as successful either. They're passive, which means I never tell you how I feel. Well, that's unfair. That's not fair to your partner, your significant other. If they're, as a human being, some people may say we're all clairvoyant. My experience in life is that very few of us have that clairvoyant gift. So I can't guess.
We can't be mind readers.
We cannot.
Right.
And we cannot. We cannot guess how another person is feeling. If someone is upset that I park the car behind them every day and they're just in a surly mood, I'm not going to know it's got anything to do with where I park the car. Someone has to speak up, but it's got to be a safe enough environment to speak up. And then the fourth way we communicate is that passive aggressive, where I'm not going to say it, but I will make you pay for it. I will be late for everything. I will burn the dinner. I will forget your birthday. That passive aggressive way of communicating, again, it just truly destroys the relationship.
Okay, now from the husband's standpoint, let me just say that when that happens and you say, "What's the matter?" You will always say,
nothing.
The wife will always say, nothing.
Nothing.
Not a thing.
Not a thing. Well, and you're right, and women do tend to do that. Men, too, we all need to own up to that. But we also want to take a few minutes to know ourselves well enough, to know what's really wrong. I don't want to speak up and make something worse until I really have a good feel in my system what is upsetting me. The other time, other component, when we speak up, we want to know that someone is going to listen and not become defensive. That's huge. And that someone is going to hear us out. And that's when we go back to respect and accept. If I feel you spend too much time at work, you may disagree with me, but you still have to validate that I get to feel that way. And that's when we open up for compromise. And relationships really should not be a struggle. Relationships should be relatively easy and manageable.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I've been married 36 years, and I'm afraid there have been many times when it's been a struggle.
And those occasional times, Jackie, hello, we love you. Those occasional times when it's a struggle is understandable. That is life. We are committed to a long-term relationship, and we are not. We go through difficult times. We go through illnesses and children being sick and disappointments, and that's it is a struggle. It should not be the constant, though. It should not, a relationship in and of itself should not be a tremendous amount of work, because we should be coming together with people with whom we have great friendships.
Mm-hmm.
Our friendships are not struggles.
Mm-hmm.
Our marriage shouldn't be a struggle either. We have difficult times
mm-hmm.
in which we may struggle. But the relationship in and of itself should not be a struggle.
And we have to have enough foresight to know that we're going to come out the other end stronger.
We always do.
Well, not everybody does.
When we give ourselves a chance, we always do. Because we learn, are my coping skills compatible with my partner's? Am I an all-or-nothing kind of person? Am I a labeling person? Or do I find that middle ground?
Mm-hmm.
In a relationship, and you can be at work, you can be in a marriage, you can be in a long-term loving relationship, but if we don't live in that middle ground, venturing to one extreme or another occasionally, but if we don't live in the middle ground, we're going to be, honey, it's going to be 20 paces every time you walk in the door. I would love to evaluate why I want to be in a relationship where it's 20 paces every time I walk in the door. There's some people who love that feistiness. They love that little barb here and there.
I think my parents liked that for a while. I think that they lived on some of that that back and forth and that struggle. And, you know, everybody goes through that. I don't know of any relationship that's just milquetoast through the whole thing. But I do know that it disturbs me when friends come to me and they say, you know what, I'm done. I've had it. I don't care. It's been 10 or 15 years. I'm out of here. And just like when we opened up the show, a 40% divorce referral rate in the month of February, with the highest incidence of divorce filings the day after Valentine's. That tells you there are people who are just throwing down the gauntlet saying, okay, I'm done. That's it. I'm out of here.
And I think we all have that line in the sand. If Valentine's Day is that line in the sand for some people, I understand that. I think we all have that breaking point where I have done it all, and we all handle it differently based on, you know, as we grow up, we are formed, as you will, based on our own personal cultures, society, what religion teaches us, and what our family teaches us. But almost everyone, even though all those things may teach us some a little different lessons, we all will have, almost all, will have a line in the sand where we have had enough. And there's really no going back from that. So if you want to stay in a relationship, you better pay attention to what's going on day by day.
Day by day. Okay, well, but it sort of goes back to what you were saying earlier. It should not be a struggle every day.
Should not. It should never be, because we should be with our best friends. We want to meet each other's needs. We should find joy. And I shouldn't say should, I'm sorry. But we want to find joy in the other person's needs. We want to find joy and pleasure in that companionship.
Mm-hmm.
We want to have specific goals that we're meeting together.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a great sense of accomplishment.
Okay.
It's really back to basics.
Back to basics, and we're going to wrap up this discussion here in the next few minutes. Be sure and stick around for the Common Sense Show, because we're going to give you some heads up on how you can do this.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Then we're not thinking.
Oh, folks, it's going to be a good Sunday for you, a good week coming up, and Valentine's Day is going to be a big difference in your life this year because you're going to take it seriously if you never have done it before. It's not just about the flowers, not just about the chocolates or the card. You often in this life get what you give. And we've been talking for the last better part of the hour with Ann Wilder, talking about relationships in general and about what we can do to make them healthy and profitable for us so that when we come home, we want to come home. And that's not always an easy thing to do. For those of you who've been in any kind of relationship for any length of time, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So, Ann, I know you were talking about gratitude in the last segment, and I know I just jokingly talked about how you had nightmares last night, but you got up anyway and you started making a gratitude list.
I never
heard of that before, but it puts you back in a better frame of mind.
It changed my state immediately because it was just a nightmare. I mean, it wasn't real, but the mood was left over
sure.
from it, the fear and the anxiety and all was left over, and so I immediately grounded myself, and I'm so thankful and grateful that I'm in a comfortable house. I'm so thankful and grateful the air conditioning is working because it was 75 degrees outside. I'm so thankful and grateful for a comfortable bed. I'm so thankful. I just immediately started. I'm healthy. I'm strong. I just immediately went down that list. I put on a positive thinking tape. I immediately reversed. Otherwise, that would have stayed with me the whole day. Yeah. I mean, those things are residual, and they don't have anywhere to go if I don't work hard to change it.
So morning prayers might actually be worth it.
They work for me, and if a person isn't a prayerful person, then a morning meditation is a wonderful thing to do. If a person says, "Oh, I can't meditate, my mind won't do that," then just sit somewhere with a cup of coffee or a hot tea or orange juice, whatever it is, and listen to the birds sing. Focus on how many birds you can hear, how many different songs you can hear. Look at flowers. If you live here, all of our azaleas are blooming. It's only February, but we have azaleas everywhere. Look at the different colors. Just focus your mind. You know, Rosie Greer, those of you in my age group know who Roosevelt Greer was,
yep.
And he used to do needlepoint to calm his brain. He would do needlepoint as a stress reliever. Of course, he was a huge man,
yes.
Big football player, powerful, wonderful man, and nobody messed with him doing his needlepoint, but he would do that as a way to relieve stress. What it accomplishes, whether it's prayerfulness, meditation, just enjoying a cup of tea or coffee, or doing your needlepoint, what that accomplishes is it pulls your mind. Stress relief is the best way to relieve your stress, is pull your mind to one thing where you concentrate so much that time passes and you don't know it.
That's an extremely good point, because one thing that I'm noticing, and I notice it, of course, with myself first, is that, you know, we are so distracted on so many different levels now. We're so interrupted. It's just a constant text or email. We really are too connected nowadays with the smartphones. It's not like you had to go someplace back when we were growing up and you had to go someplace to communicate with somebody, either to a physical person or to a phone call. But now you can be anywhere and be interrupted any part of the day or night. I'm really worried about this generation, because that's got to create some neurosis when you don't ever sleep at night for getting all the texts.
Well, and I think it's certainly an issue, and I think we as adults need to be mindful to put our phones in a different room, unless you happen to be a doctor on call and you have to respond, or you're a first responder, firefighter, police officer, unless you're in a situation where it truly cannot wait. There's not a lot of reasons why we need to keep that phone right by our bed. I think we need to make those decisions as an adult.
But it can affect you personally, and that will affect your relationship.
Always. Oh, absolutely always. In close relationships or even mediocre relationships, if one partner is going through a difficult time, the other partner experiences that same difficulty. Which is sometimes a very good thing, because we can maybe help our partner through it, or help our partner even get out of it. I don't want to dump that responsibility on anyone, but there are times, if I know my partner well, if I know who my partner's best friends are, if I know the most traumatic thing in my partner's life or the most wonderful thing
in my life. But that causes you to have to not be self-absorbed. And it seems like our culture pretty much preaches or teaches or lures people into being, it's all about me, me, me.
Well, there's certainly part of the society that would have us do that, but I also want us to remember, I want your listening audience to remember, that there are so many people giving of themselves, whether it's money or time, to charity. We have wonderful organizations helping children who live in areas where they maybe don't get the best opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
We are so many organizations helping veterans who've come back from protecting our freedom and maybe are not getting the best opportunities for themselves. So we have so many wonderful opportunities to give of ourselves, and whether it's time or money, it doesn't matter. But we do that, and as a society, the United States is remarkable about giving back. So we, you know, some media outlet might label us as a me, me, me society, but I see kindness every day, and that's just what I choose to focus on. I don't mm-hmm. have to. I mean, I could be grumpy if I wanted to. I just make a decision I don't want to.
Yeah, well, you see, that's the lesson in itself. We just have to get outside of ourselves long enough to realize that our partner either needs us for something or wants us for something.
Well, and you're right. And the thing as adults we want to always do is we really never want to blame another person for my misery. The person may be a jerk, they may be rude, they may be insensitive, but I still made a decision to be in that relationship. So I have to take that ownership. I have to be responsible and know myself. What are my patterns? What kind of relationships do I pick time and time again? How do I communicate in the relationship? I really do believe that if we change ourselves, we can change the environment around us. We cannot really change people, I don't believe, and you can never get angry enough to change a person, no matter how angry we want to be. It's never going to impact the other person in a positive and healthy way. But if I know myself, and I know that based on how I learned relationships as a child, I choose a certain kind of person, well, I may need to take a year off from dating, or I may need to work on myself for a year before I even try to work on the relationship. I need to know myself. What are my patterns? What are my needs?
So I think what I hear you saying is, if I'm not happy, I'm not going to be happy in a relationship. I've got to fix myself first.
I'm exactly saying that. That's exactly right. If I cannot be happy, if I don't know my goals, if I don't know whether I prefer red or blue, if I don't know if I prefer fish or meat, if I can't make those decisions and own those decisions, be comfortable in those decisions, I certainly cannot be part of a healthy relationship, because I'm always looking for outside of me to heal something inside of me.
Well, that would explain addiction then. A lot of people want to change their state by either getting drunk or high.
Or eat.
Yes.
Absolutely, that helps explain addiction, is we are looking for something outside of us to make the inside feel whole.
Mm-hmm.
And we certainly do that in relationships. I mean, there's a lot of information written about whether a relationship is a healthy relationship or an addictive relationship, whether or not it's an open, loving, caring relationship, or whether it's a closed, dependent, limited relationship. The dependent and limited, the thing to remember is that the dependent, limited, where you need a lot of reassurance, there's really not enough reassurance to ever make you feel good. So you're going to need more and more and more and more. And if we get into relationships with someone who have those very intense, consistent needs for more, we are never going to be able to satisfy that. That has to come from inside.
Hmm.
So you're in for a bumpy ride, as we say.
If you don't learn it.
If you don't learn it, you're in for a bumpy ride.
Well, I've been blessed with really good relationships, and especially with Jackie over the last 36 years. So it has worked out for me, and it's worked out quite well. But I can see where some of the information you've given, too, as a parent, I latch on to, because if we're teaching our kids trust by the time they're 1 year old, that's a real red flag there for parents. How would you teach your child trust before they're 1 year old?
You feed them when they're hungry. You change their diapers when they're wet. You make sure you're right there teaching the child to self-soothe, but you get those immediate needs met, and you do it with love. You never do it in anger, and you never do it in disgust or annoyance. You always treat that child with love, and the child knows that even at 3 months old.
Wow. Okay. Ann Wilder, thank you very much for being here again. And listeners, thank you very much for joining us again. We hope we've helped some people today. So go out and make it a great Valentine's Day. But remember, every day in the relationship should be a Valentine's Day. You're not going to make up for a year's worth of hurt with a box of chocolates. So Ann Wilder, we're going to have more information about her. Be sure and go to our website at commonsenseradio.com.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. What's for dinner tonight? Tired of cooking the same old meals? Could I offer a suggestion? What about Cajun? That's right, Cajun. But wait, I know what you're thinking. Never tried it. Don't know how. Don't have all the ingredients. Well, I got some good news for you. Cajun Mike, host of Cooking with Cajun, has put together a step-by-step instructional video, along with the recipes on how to cook these iconic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and over 150 Cajun and Creole recipes. And it's now available to you. Just think, you can now cook the same dishes that are served in some of the
finest restaurants in New Orleans. And listen to this, he will also deliver all the ingredients right to your doorstep. So what are you waiting for? To order your personalized instructional video along with the recipes, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. To order your home delivery, call 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. Yahee! And bon appetit!
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.